Our scripture lesson comes to us from Luke chapter 6, beginning at verse 20. Looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven, for that is how their fathers treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. And woe to you when all people speak well of you, for that is how their fathers treated the false prophets. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on the cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you." Well, today is All Saints' Day, that day in the church where we pause and read the names of those who have died since last year at this time, a day that we light candles to help us remember those who have died and left a hole in our lives. All Saints' Day. But what makes a person a saint? Well, we think of people when we think of saints. People for whom special days and hospitals and churches are named after. We might think of more recent people, people who have made a significant contributions to the world. Martin Luther, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Pope Paul. We might think of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, or we may even think a saint of the girl from Columbine High School who is reported to have declared her faith and was shot for it. We might even include in our thoughts of a saint a grandmother or a grandfather, perhaps even an aunt or an uncle. But what is a saint? Robert Louis Stevenson said, "Saints are sinners who keep on going." A bishop of Sweden once said, "The saints are those who make it easier for us to believe in God." I like that one. Saints are those who make it easier for us to believe in God. If we look in the scripture for people whom we might consider saints, by that definition, perhaps we might include on our list King David. He wrote so many wonderful psalms that still give us hope today. He was a powerful leader of his people, leading them to follow the God of Israel, holding in front of them the covenant and the promises of God. Well, yeah, but what about all that other stuff in David's life? We also need to remember the incident with Bathsheba, the lust and the adultery that led to murder. When we consider people like David, the idea of saint takes a new dimension. We might think of Rahab, or maybe we wouldn't. Rahab, remember, the prostitute in Jericho who helped the people of Israel take possession of the promised land. She's declared faithful for her trust in God. And she is mentioned over and over again whenever the writers of Scripture want an example of faithfulness. Perhaps we think of somebody like her as we think of saint. Oh, Peter, certainly we think of Peter as a saint, the faithful disciple, even with his ups and downs, his declaration of faith, even with his betrayals. He was the one, remember, who declared, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Oh, but we also remember him as the one who said, "What? I don't know him. We might think of people on the list of those printed in the bulletin and yet remember their failings when we think of saints. Who are saints? A saint is one declared a saint by God, I think. A saint is one given the inheritance promised in Ephesians when we were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. A saint's identity is assured by God through baptism, and this identity cannot be changed or lost. Did you hear what I said there? That qualifies almost all of us as saints. A saint's identity is assured by God through the baptism, and this identity cannot be changed or lost. That's you and me. Those words are describing all of us. We are declared saints, and we are invited then to live our lives in response to that fact. You know, a saint is someone who makes it easier to believe in God. In Ephesians, Paul declares who they are and encourages them to live accordingly. Even though we get the impression that he's still a little disappointed in the fruits of their sainthood at this point for those in that town, he speaks in past tense as he talks of God's realities for them, who were the first to set our hope in Christ. We were marked with the promised Holy Spirit. And Paul speaks in the future tense of his hopes that God may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him better. A saint is one who is faithful in all circumstances, one whose identity is not shaken by the daily circumstances, the ups and downs of life, but we can see so many examples in Scripture that a saint is one who keeps on going. Today's gospel lesson is the Beatitudes. Jesus is declaring what is according to God's order in spite of whatever conditions in which they might find themselves. Yours is the kingdom of God. So you are blessed even if you are poor. Yours is the kingdom of God. So you are blessed even as you weep. Yours is the kingdom of God, and your trust is in the Son of Man. So blessed are you, even if people hate you and exclude you or persecute you on my behalf. The Beatitudes praise those who will be fulfilled in their whole being. Discomfort and pain only reinforces for the children of God that the kingdom which is promised is not yet here. We long for the kingdom. And we are reminded daily that it is not yet here. But we can make a difference. We can be a part of its coming if we remember that we have been declared saints. And that cannot be changed. Jesus declares woe to those who claim self-sufficiency, to those whose circumstances would suggest that they've made it, that they do not need God in any way. Woe to those who are tired or who are tied to the order of this world because they are full or because they are spoken well of according to the measures of this world. Jesus says that they've had their rewards already, but it's not the reward of living in relationship to God and in line with God's purpose for their lives. Blessed are those who recognize their identity as a child of God, as a saint, declared so by God, and blessed are those who seek to live in that relationship, even if we're not always successful at it. Blessed are those to whom painful and difficult things happen, and still they know that God does not fail them in such difficulty, but rather finds them in their pain and gives them hope. Woes are promised today to all of us who are well off,
respected and secure, not simply because we have such security and respect, but because it is inevitably those things that bind us and blind us with an almost irresistible power to this age and to this culture of how things are. If you don't think that you are bound to this age and this culture of it's all mine, if you don't think you're bound to that kind of thinking, then commit to yourself to tithe this year, a biblical tithe. If you succeed in living that faith statement, you will not miss the money. You will be surprised at the deepening of your spiritual life in paying that tithe, and you will be surprised at yourself for not adopting the plan sooner. And you will not have to wait till you get to heaven to realize and experience the many blessings of the Lord as He promised an abundant life. The Beatitudes are promised today to all of us, not simply because we are lacking or mourning, but because the very fact of what we lack and the sorrows that we face may turn us away from the things that they are. They may turn us toward the kingdom of God, for which we pray, "Thy kingdom come." This takes us to an urgency and a new longing. We weep for those who are ill because we know life is not complete. We are poor because we have heard of the immeasurable riches of which Jesus speaks. And we know we do not have them today. The bottom line is that when you let your situation in life determine who you are, you'll have a great woe. But when you let God determine who you are, you will be greatly blessed. You will enjoy abundant life in this world, in this life. Who are we? Who we are has already been determined. We're children of God. We are all saints. When you let your poverty, your hunger, your sadness, and your lack of popularity be the final word about the meaning and significance of your life, you will indeed be in a hopeless and despaired state. But when you let the kingdom of God have the final word about the meaning and significance of your life, you will have true joy. When the world calls the shots for you, then you will be easily debased by your enemies. Those who curse you and abuse you will be able to reduce your life to a rubble. Those who make great and unreasonable demands on you will be able to lord it over you, and you will feel as though you are nothing. But what Jesus is saying is that you are free not to give the world that much control over you. You are now free not to let your enemies have the final word in your life. When you give the bullies more than they demand from you, you show that you are free from their control. When you refuse to let abusers control your life with their threats of pain and death, then you are free indeed from the tyranny that they try to impose upon you. And when you return to God a tithe of your first fruits, then you are free from the trappings of this culture that says, "It's all mine. I worked for this." Therefore, Jesus' disciples are able to love their enemies because they know it is God and not their enemies who have ultimate authority in their lives. His disciples are blessed because they trust God above everything else, with everything and every part of their life. We are all saints. That fact is made real in our baptism. A saint is not someone who, by his own or her own reason and strength, has achieved greatness. Rather, a saint is someone whom God has declared a saint by His grace in baptism. When we are baptized into Jesus Christ, we are given a brand new perspective on reality, a reality quite different from then, different than the reality of this world. The world tells us that only the rich, the self-satisfied, the happy, and the popular are those who are blessed. Nonsense, replies Jesus. You are blessed because I say you are blessed. You are blessed no matter what external conditions prevail in your life, because it is God and not the world with the final word about who you really are. You are baptized, you are saints, and so may your life reflect that reality. That's the good news that we share this day with all the saints on earth and all the saints in heaven, with all the saints who have gone before us and all the saints who will come after us. We rejoice this day in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. We rejoice that God has called us to sainthood and for having given us a totally new way of looking at life, a way which turns out, in fact, to be the only way there is. I am the way, the truth, and the life, we are told. And those who believe in me will never die. Recognize your own sainthood. Not that you are perfect, but pray each day that you will be a saint, living out your life as a saint, making it easier for others to believe in God. Amen.